From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Businesses have been closed and people asked to stay away from an area where a person mowed down pedestrians in Toronto, Canada. The mayor, John Tory, called it an awful tragedy. The police chief saying 9 people were killed, 16 people injured after the van drove down the street. Investigators remain at the scene. Ahead of talks this week between North and South Korean leaders, the White House is clarifying what the end game with President Trump's anticipated meeting with South Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be.
The ultimate goal is denuclearization. They've already started making some steps that we feel are progress, but we certainly know we have a long way to go.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders, President Trump Sunday said the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with Kim, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. South Korean President Moon Jae-in previewed the summit by saying preliminarily it's off to a good start with North Korea's recent decision.
North Korea's decision to freeze the nuclear program can be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It can also be said that it is a green light that increases the chance of success of the inter-Korean and U.S.-North Korea summits.
North Korea is estimated to have approximately 30 nuclear weapons, hundreds of medium and long-range missiles, and has been continuing to produce missile material. Armenian Prime Minister Sarkisian said on Monday that he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet Republic following a daily street protest since before he took off the post April 17th. The opposition leader says opposition activists want to meet with the acting prime minister to discuss a transfer of power. This is VOA News. A Belgium court has handed down sentences of 20 years in prison for 2 men found guilty of attempted terrorist murder of police in connection with the March 2016 shootout in Brussels. Neither of the men, Salah Abdeslam and Sofiane Ayari, shown on closed-circuit video, are in court to hear the ruling. One is a French prison awaiting trial for his role in the November 2015 attack on Paris. Prosecutors say he is a lone survivor of the suicide squad. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting with U.S. President Donald Trump, where the two are expected to discuss the Syrian conflict and defeating the Islamic State.
9 months after a glamorous visit to Paris, the president and first lady are repaying the favor, hosting Emmanuel Macron and his wife here at the White House and beyond. Tomorrow, the Trumps host their first state dinner here. Rack of lamb and nectarine tart will be on the menu, plus entertainment from the Washington National Opera for about 150 guests, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Days of protest in Nicaragua over a Social Security overhaul have resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people, including a journalist reporting live via Facebook. Some rights groups estimate the death toll since Wednesday when the demonstrations began is as high as 25. Investigators in the U.S. state of Tennessee have arrested a man accused of killing 4 and wounding several others at a Nashville, Tennessee diner.
Police say Travis Ryan King was naked except for an overcoat when he shot up the Waffle House. Metro Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson says so far they don't have a motive.
We suspect some mental issues.
The 29-year-old was arrested last year outside the White House after trying to speak with the president. Authorities took away his guns, but police say Ryan King's father got them back and then gave them to his son. Waffle House diner James Shaw wrestled the gun away from Ryan King.
I figured if I was going to die, he was going to have to work for it. So I rushed him.
Shaw was grazed by a bullet. Authorities say he's a hero. I'm Julie Walker.
An airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition hit a wedding party in northern Yemen, killing at least 20 people, health officials said on Monday. The top of health official there in the northern province told the Associated Press that most of the dead were women and children who were gathered in one of the tents set up for the wedding party. Well, it is a boy for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Kate, the wife of Britain's Prince William, has given birth to their third child, a boy. The baby was born Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in London. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.